Yeah, there's some weird compatibility issues and driver issues, especially on the ARM processors, which is what I'm running now. But I have Parallels on it, so for work, for the most part, ARM is making an entrance into Windows. So a lot of these programs are able to be emulated, even if they're not designed for ARM. So I have that going for me. But there is still the whole driver issue. So, but yeah, it's the main reason I did it was having a test environment. So I've got my MacBook as a, you know, it's a my working machine, and then I have a VM spun up on it and Windows Parallels as a Windows 11 VM. So I can test all kinds of crap on there and break it, and if I got to reset it, it's no big deal.
Well, I've never been a fan of Macs, Apples, anything like that. The significant other is she's the same way, but she has them for work. She's fortunate that she lives up in Chesterfield and doesn't have to drive to Farmington Hills or Orchard Lake every day to work. She gets to work from home. And she was working from home before COVID really got bad. But it was because of the weather in the wintertime and the travel, her bosses didn't want her working from home. Or if work coming, you know, from out there to Chesterfield and vice versa. But the fact of the matter is she's got a whole setup where she lives now. That's all Apple. It's all Mac. It's all everything. Two 27-inch monitors are in front of her, and she hates it. But since she didn't pay for it and everything she's got, she puts up with it. But next to her on a little side table, she's got her Windows and her Android phone and everything else. But everything else she has for work, it's all Apple, Mac, iPhones, things like that. And she's just, you know. But when it's given to you for work, yeah, you really don't say anything.